This is a short audio presentation outlining the key work streams of the Strategic Procurement and Purchasing Project, also known as the SPP. This project will transform how the University of Cambridge buys goods, works and services, and it will deliver a better experience for university users whilst saving money and reducing our carbon impact. Alongside this recording, there is also an accompanying presentation which you can use as a visual guide throughout. This project stems from the Strategic Procurement Review, or SPR, conducted last year in 2019. The SPR issued a series of recommendations which have been arranged into the following work streams under the new SPP. The first work stream is Strategy and Governance, which is about developing the university's vision for procurement and purchasing and defining a baseline to measure improvement earned through the course of this project. We will also look at implementing a new procurement strategy. This is hugely important as it's something that will affect purchasing across the university, including our approach to contracts and supplier management, our choices around technology, and ultimately, it will define our values and aims when buying goods, works, and services. It's about capturing what the goals of the university are for the next 5 to 10 years, and then outlining a vision for how to get there. It will also outline our key commitment to ensuring that sustainability is placed at the heart of how we buy goods, works, and services. To enable this, we've already begun the process of re-establishing commodity working groups. These are forums for discussing a specific category or commodity area of spend. Effective and consistent commodity working groups are a prerequisite for embarking on the other activities in the SPP, including the new procurement strategy and the new operating model, which commodity working groups will shape. The second workstream is organisational structure and development, which is about readying our procurement functions and the wider university for a new target operating model. It will involve developing new ways of working and further tailoring and designing a model for procurement that suits the needs of the university through the 2020s and beyond. It's also critically about putting the right people and structures in place to make the transformation a reality. The third workstream is simplifying processes and procedures and is about looking at ways to do things in an easier, more streamlined fashion. It's about making things easily understandable and efficient, with the ultimate aim of improving your customer experience whilst ensuring the university remains compliant to internal regulations and our statutory obligations. There is a lot of inconsistency across purchasing at the university currently. Up-to-date documentation is lacking, and knowledge loss is a real risk and ever-present problem. We want to look at means of solving these issues whilst providing better guidance and advisory help from the centre, and this workstream will enable us to do this. Within procurement services, we'll be explicitly looking at how we can make our interactions with our customers more efficient and effective, both to streamline how we work, but also to improve your customer experience. The fourth workstream is exploit technology and improve data quality. This is about getting more useful information from the systems we already have, and exploring opportunities for new systems that can improve how we buy goods, works, and services, allowing users to get the products they need swiftly whilst providing us with the data needed to make robust commercial decisions and become a more sustainable organisation. We will be looking at the potential for new purchasing cards, or P-cards, which will streamline the purchasing process, eliminating steps and overhead, and generally making the process of buying low-value items as simple as possible. They will also help to improve our data, itself another key area of focus. We will look at our data in detail through this workstream, and build analysis to support decision-making across supply, what the university spends its money on, demand, why we buy what we buy, and performance, how we buy, including how we save money, how we measure progress to sustainability targets, and how we mitigate risk. While nothing in this project is directly dependent on the adoption of new technology, this workstream is also focused on addressing the issues with systems highlighted during the SPR, whether that's system access and interfacing, outdated user interfaces, poor information, data and reporting, or complicated workflows and the need for constant manual workarounds. The university is well focused on the need to look at technology during its ongoing generational upgrade, and this goes beyond procurement into many other areas, whether finance, ERP, or other key systems used across the organisation. Any technology solution chosen going forward will not be selected in isolation. As a result, finance, as a whole, is actively exploring what the best solutions in this space are right now. But technology and the future solution for procurement and purchasing will be a key element of the SPP project. The fifth workstream is communications and engagement. This is about organising effective dissemination of guidance around both existing policies, processes and ways of working, but also how any changes brought about by the SPP can be communicated properly to stakeholders. This also includes designing new training and guidance information to help users across the university undertake procurement and purchasing in a good practice, consistent and compliant manner. In procurement services, we recently launched a new website to upgrade our communications and branding whilst updating existing information for relevance and accuracy. This new website seeks to act as a single source of truth for procurement guidance at the university, and we've already started work on version 2 of our website, which will be developed in direct collaboration with the commodity working groups and other stakeholders to ensure it meets the needs of our customers across the university. The sixth workstream is contracts and supplier management. This is about looking at ways of improving how the university buys goods, works and services, who from and why. It will examine our existing contract frameworks and implement strategies for new ones to deliver savings both in terms of cash but also carbon impact. It will also look at the marketplace to ensure it's up to scratch and meets the needs of the university. This workstream is about how we manage our suppliers and contracts better, how we arrange our commodities and categories better, and how we can make the marketplace better and more user-friendly. For suppliers, it's about proper identification, prioritization, and planning in regards to who is strategically relevant to the university. For spend categories, it's about understanding how we spend our money and developing plans for future frameworks and buying strategies. For contracts, it's about putting in optimal T's and C's for the university, monitoring supplier performance, and developing route maps and plans for both renewing contracts or moving away from underperforming ones. For the marketplace, it's about making sure the catalogue is as complete and as useful to customers as possible. It's about rationalising the product range to make it relevant and only ever displaying the best available price. There's also an element on the platform itself and determining what it will look like in future going forward. This is an extremely large and complex workstream, but it's where the most dedicated and explicit return will come from in terms of savings. It presents the core financial value proposition of the SPP project. However, this is not to diminish the other workstreams, much of which will enable the activities in this workstream to be carried out to their fullest potential. And that's it. Thanks for listening, and should you have any questions about the SPP or about procurement and purchasing generally, please do not hesitate to let us know via our website. Bye for now.